So, Namaste, my name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about seven symptoms of self-sabotage. Are you your own biggest enemy? For sure. No? We sabotage ourselves because we don't want to change our identity. What is our identity? We relate the external circumstances to align with our identity. This means we manipulate even the people so that we don't have to change. This means regardless of how many chances we get to become rich, we reject that with our identity. For instance, because we are not rich and we don't want to change our identity to become wealthy. The same goes on with our relationships, happiness, finances, to sex, physical body. And you think that you won't change your body and so on. Well, you can't do it. Think it's over. That's so difficult. You have to start the sport, no? Then you lose much easier fat instead to starve. No? Okay, our identity is comparable to the thermostat setting from an AC. For instance, if our success increases heavenly, we adjust it to be lower and then blemish the circumstances for it. Who doesn't do it? What is unfamiliar to us threatens, and so we cool down our success. We choose our friends to have the same thermostat setting as us, and so we can't grow. Don't be together with people that are not encouraging you or supporting you to become better. Okay? This is a whole trick. Better be alone than with wrong people. They pull us down. When I speak with these chatters and so on, I get so disgusted after 10 or 20 minutes. I turn around. Because it is a waste of my time. When I studied, I saw my friends were not successful and funny. But funny, then I wanted to be successful. Automatically, I changed them to successful students. We need friends that have already done what we want to get, the same if we do the same, because such friends are motivating. Proximity is influence. Faith, association, intention to get what you want. We need that faith, and with intention we drive forward, and our association support us. What is familiar is easy. We move toward what is familiar and don't like to do what is not under control. Maybe you self-sabotage yourself because you can forecast your future. Everything looks to be under your control. We don't like to go towards the unfamiliar. For sure, everybody, every animal is so. Seven symptoms of self-sabotage. If you look back towards your past a lot instead of focus forward on the future, you repeat your past. Stop focusing on the past, then you get more of what you don't want. If you focus on what you don't have, so you get more of that. People who focus on the lack of things, they get exactly that. If you focus on not getting enough love in your relationship instead of focus on giving more love, then you're getting lesser and lesser love. You get what you complain about. 100%. Don't compare yourself to other people. Their social media presence or the mask that they wear. All is a lie. When I see them with them selfies and so on, my God! To my time, it was self narcissism. Well, it was narcissism. And narcissism is bad. A narcissist never can love any person, only himself. And that you see. All is a lie. They show only what is positive in their life, all the sorrow and suffering they skip. Imagine a family is deep in stress, with yelling, shouting, crying, and then a friend comes, "I want to take a photo from you." In a moment, the entire scene changes and they play the happy, lovely family. Actually, it works. The trick, "I want to make a photo of." I've tried this also. The couple was arguing and so on, blah, blah, blah. I said, "I'd like to make a photo of you." Now they were changing to be lovely. It works. Okay, comparison is a thief of joy. Don't compare your life to another time in your life, relationship. That is not fair. You will sabotage your success, happiness, your relationship. Everything is changing, okay? Don't focus on what you can't control, instead focus on the things that you can control. And 90% of the things we have not under our control. This is over. Most of the things and circumstances, people we can't control, so we focus on our actions and what we can do. If you're successful and they have looked deep inside with the survive and so on, there's so much luck factor in the successful people, and they don't recognize that. It is so. You have to be to the right time at doing the right thing and have the right circumstances and the people to support you, everything together. And if one thing is not working out, finish. So, the media is constantly feeding us what we can't control, so we become helpless and frustrated. Don't try to control what you can't control. Maybe you can influence it, that is all. Otherwise, you sabotage your life. Don't discourage yourself, otherwise you sabotage your life. When other people discourage you, that is their opinion. Say thank you for sharing your opinion. Discourage means a lack of courage. Feel your fear and do it regardless of and move forward. Oh, I don't feel good, I can't do it. And the last 10 days, I had this so often this feeling, but I knew I had to go forward in my life. So the climate was a total challenge for me, from super cold to over hot and so on. This was not motivating. But this you learn when you track. You cannot stop. You cannot say, "No, I don't want." You have to go to the next hotel or to the next place. Otherwise, you will starve. Huh? What is this? You say, "Oh no, it's too deep. No, I can't do it." Then go do it slowly. But you do it. You go forward. You go forward. Even baby steps. Still, you go forward. But if you stop, finish. And on a trail, you cannot stop. This you learn. You have to reach your target. By habits that they don't have, make a list of what distracts you. Don't get distracted by social media, media, what other people are doing. By habits that they don't have, make a list of what distracts you and eliminate them or reduce them. And for this, it's just tracking the best. Because then you don't have social media. No? But I see now everywhere, people with Facebook, with smartphone. I don't touch the smartphone for such things. I just look the smartphone for the navigation. And all the other things I skip. Because I want to be together with the nature and not together with the same people over Facebook all the time. Go forward, and if it's so hard, and the last 10 days, then I broke my grip, and so on, and I went straight forward, no? Regardless what. And get the things done. Okay, then you don't enjoy this time, okay, but at least you go forward. Instead, oh, I'm depressed, I can't do this, I don't, blah, 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 blah. Go forward and don't stop. When you stop or reduce doing what you gave you the sex, the relationships, the happiness is done. Instead of more of that, you stop your progress. You sabotage yourself. Okay? What are the people you are around? Look at the last 90 days of your friends. When you have been together with them, look at the conversations with them. Where the conversation about things that they could not control, about news in the world, or did they support you, motivate you, love you, did they distract you, did they talk a lot about the past, or did they support you for the future? They should focus on the present. So you are not happy where you are and still should accept yourself. I want my friends not happy with where I am right now, but they should have expectation of what I am going, where I am going. I want friends who could see me where I could be, and they should support my goals. You have everything right now that you need, and you belong to your dreams. If you stop sabotaging yourself, your body, emotions, you can be there, okay? Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.